The views and opinions expressed in this podcast, including discussions of findings and devices, belong solely to the host, subject matter experts, and guests. The information presented reflects our understanding at the time of recording. Please note that updated facts or perspectives may have emerged since this episode's production. These discussions should not be interpreted as representing the official position, policy, decision, or endorsement of the Department of Defense. Guests of Picking Your Brain are government employees unless specified otherwise. Welcome to the Picking Your Brain podcast, a series from the Traumatic Brain Injury Center of Excellence, or TBICOE, that focuses on the care and recovery of service members and veterans who have sustained a TBI, often considered one of the signature injuries of war of our time. In 23 years, nearly 500,000 service members have been diagnosed with a TBI. In the wake of America's longest war, the surge in TBIs among service members has intensified the need for focused research into this invisible injury. The Department of Defense acknowledges the critical importance of protecting, treating, and optimizing brain health. And like the DoD, the Department of Veterans Affairs has committed millions of dollars to funding research and clinical excellence for service members and veterans with TBI. The two entities have collaborated over the years through a long-standing research partnership to address improving warfighter brain health. Today's episode focuses on one such collaboration, the Improving Healthcare Engagement and Access to Optimize Long-Term Outcome Study, or IHEAL. A large-scale effort based at the VA hospital in Florida addresses the barriers those with TBI face in accessing high-quality, evidence-based healthcare. Their work has found that greater disability is associated with significantly worse health outcomes for this population, including higher mortality rates, an increased likelihood of rehospitalization, and reduced life expectancy compared to the general population. Here is Dr. Gene Hoffman, professor in the Department of Rehabilitation Medicine at the University of Washington School of Medicine and a co-investigator on the IHEAL team, summarizing the study's approach to tackling the complex challenges faced by individuals with TBI.
We're trying to really understand how do we overcome some of these barriers, and cognitive deficits seem to be the primary area.
Now, to help us better understand IHEAL's mission and its innovative approach to TBI care, here is Dr. Risa Richardson, a neuropsychologist who is not only the principal investigator, she's also the
Associate Chief of Staff for Research at the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital, which is one of the five major polytrauma centers in the VA healthcare system. We heard from people across the board that disability was a barrier to accessing care. And the number one thing that we heard was that when people have cognitive disability, they weren't getting access to care. Patients also experienced high rates of noncompliance. They had poor follow-ups. They were no-shows to those appointments. And so it really highlighted and resonated with our team that although we know that cognitive disability is an issue, we didn't realize how bad it was for them accessing care.
The exception, she says, is if a patient has a provider who is consistently
following someone along and advocating for them all along. And that's honestly, that's not always the case.
Researchers found that the condition itself often impacts the patient's abilities to both seek treatment and comply with the treatment plan, which leads to poor outcomes.
Our lived experience stakeholders, you know, often get advice from neuropsychologists like myself or their other professionals that say, hey, this person right now has some memory problems or whatever, and they really can't manage their medical affairs on their own. They're more likely to be at risk for forgetting to be compliant with their medications or their healthcare regimen. So they need a healthcare proxy. But there's really not a good way to make that visible to doctors and nurses. And so often our patients and their family members were saying that, you know, because of HIPAA rules, people wouldn't let their family member come into the appointment with them.
Although there are evidence-based treatments available, providers know very little about how individuals with TBI access and benefit from them. But accessibility is especially vital now, as the need for comprehensive TBI research has become a national focus. The urgency of this mission is underscored by the increasing number of service members affected by TBI, a challenge brought into sharp focus by recent conflicts. The IHEAL study not only focuses on understanding the barriers within our healthcare system, but also on how we can translate this knowledge into real-world changes. This aligns with the Traumatic Brain Injury Center of Excellence's support for the Defense Health Agency, highlighting the importance of implementation science. This approach is vital for ensuring that the findings from medical research are effectively incorporated into the military health system, bridging the gap between discovery and actual improvement in healthcare practices.
My name is Rachel Kaufman, and I am currently the Dissemination and Implementation Specialist at TPI COE. Implementation science came about because there is a big issue with knowledge translation. It takes a long time for evidence-based practice that we know of to be translated into something that's going to be utilized by our practitioners, which is extremely important for DHA and for the DOD when we need stuff to help the warfighters today. We need to figure out ways that we can get what we know in research to what they can utilize in the field. Implementation science cannot be a solo mission. So I really rely on the specialties of the communications team, our regional education coordinators, our training team, our clinical team to make sure and to help brainstorm ways that we can be successful of getting out that information.
Dr. Richardson and her team work closely with policy and professional partners, such as TBI-COE, to ensure that their research translates into improved TBI care and engages those who can sustain the innovations that improve access to care.
I'm Katie Stout. I'm the Assistant Branch Chief here at TBI-COE. With Dr. Richardson and her IHEAL grant, she's looking at how to improve access to care for people with TBI. There's a variety of agencies represented on her grant, looking at how outcomes and changes within care settings can enhance the care that patients with traumatic brain injury receive. I'm there to provide the DOD lens on receiving TBI care, along with partners from NIH, the VA, as well as within NIH, other institutes, NINDS, and others. It's a really complex web of how research impacts care. And researchers can ask the best questions, but if they're asked in a way that it cannot be responsive to settings of care, then we're unable to implement findings. So understanding what the facilitators and barriers are for implementation of research findings is critical to help our researchers better design research studies, maybe experimental treatments, and looking at how to implement those findings into the long-term care setting. That's the goal of research, is to improve how we provide care for our patients, in this case with traumatic brain injury. And what this study and others like it will do is help inform not only our researchers, but the policymakers, those involved with payment of care, and those involved with designing new settings of care, understand how to design and build those care settings with the best state of the science in mind.
Again, the IHEAL study plays a critical role in developing healthcare innovations to improve access to high-quality care to overcome healthcare disparities that service members and veterans with TBI-related injury experience, resulting in poor health outcomes. Throughout this episode, we've heard how Dr. Richardson and her team, in partnership with TBI-COE and other agencies, are working to translate research into tangible improvements in healthcare. In our next episode, we'll take a closer look at the four specific innovations proposed by the IHEAL study. We'll also hear from a caregiver who is deeply involved in the study, providing a personal element to understanding the potential impact of this research. To learn more about TBI-COE, clinical resources, and related educational materials, visit health.mil/TBI-COE. Picking Your Brain is a podcast series from the Traumatic Brain Injury Center of Excellence, or TBI-COE, that focuses on the care and recovery of service members and veterans who have sustained a TBI. This episode was produced, edited, and hosted by me, Vinny White, with writing assistance from Susie Curry. We are both contractors working in support of TBI-COE.